Chapter 3. A Princess Abroad. A few hours and 1,000 miles later, Princess Celestia was beginning to feel a twinge of anticipation about the impromptu visit, despite the worried tone of her friend's letter. Teaching another group of unicorn students wasn't going to be difficult. Compared to what Celestia had to contend with in the past few moons, it would be downright simple. Celestia dealt with threatening foes in addition to running her own magical academy. At least the return of Princess Luna from the moon and the rise of Twilight Sparkle and her friends had eased some of the pressure of events, such as Discord's attempt to seize the kingdom, a full-fledged changeling attack, and the near rescue of the Crystal Empire from evil King Sombra's curse. This was probably all just an elaborate ploy by Duchess Diamond Waves to get her friend to visit. Yes, Celestia decided. She had plenty of relaxation and catching up over tea awaiting her in the faraway land. "We're almost there," Princess Celestia shouted ahead to her royal guard companions. They flapped their wings and bore to the right to ready for descent. Princess Celestia took a satisfying breath and peered down onto the landscape below. For the past hour, they'd been flying over green countryside filled with rolling hills, punctuated by quaint little villages. But the true jewel of the territory surrounding Prance was the coastal state of Monocult. And it was growing nearer with each passing minute. Celestia inhaled the familiar sweet scent of pastries from the decadent bakeries, mixed with the fresh salt air of the ocean, and felt happy. When it came into view, Celestia gasped in reverence. Monocult was the epitome of glamour, recognizable by its lavish structures trimmed in gold details and docks filled with hundreds of boats of all sizes. Celestia always loved how they swayed in the water, their tall masts waving as if they were saying hello just to her. As the carriage began its descent through the clouds, Celestia began to rack her brain for why she hadn't visited Duchess Diamond Waves sooner. She loved this gorgeous city by the sea. Last time Celestia had visited, she remembered standing on the beach at the little inlet known as Unicorn Cove, watching the waves crash up against the sandy cliffs. The blue droplets glittered in her warm sun, splashing upon her muzzle and mane. The water looked calmer today.
"Would you like us to land on the beach again, Highness?" one of the Pegasus royal guards called back to her.
His blue mane rustled in the wind, hitting the sides of his golden helmet. "Just in front of the school, please," Princess Celestia directed her guards as she brought her attention back to the reason she'd traveled to Monocult in the first place. "I'm already late. Lessons ought to have begun for the day, and the Duchess will be expecting me. She gets very upset when things don't run on schedule." Celestia watched Unicorn Cove disappear behind them, and a sad feeling hung low in the bottom of her stomach. "Maybe tomorrow I'll stop by," she added as a promise to herself. "As you wish." The royal guard ponies soared through the city and finally touched their hooves down onto the ground. Though normally stoic, the stallions couldn't help but suppress a smirk at their beautiful surroundings. Glimmering Shield, the lead pony, nudged his partner, Golden Flight, pointing his hoof at a row of brightly lit buildings across the plaza. The oscillating blue and orange light bulbs promised card games and cider, as well as apple treats and amazing feats. The guards always argued over which ponies got to accompany Celestia on trips abroad. Monocult was, in particular, a destination they all wished to visit. These two had hit the jackpot of assignments, and they knew it. "Gentle colts," Celestia raised her brow at the two mesmerized stallions. "Oh, apologies, Highness." The guards snapped to attention and cleared their throats, bowing low to their princess.
Please welcome Her Grand Royal Highness to your beautiful land, presenting the Princess Celestia of Canterlot, protector of the sacred sun and all that its golden light touches for all of time. And that's quite enough, glimmering shield, Celestia laughed. As the carriage steps unfurled onto the glittering cobblestone street, Celestia grew anxious to disembark and stretch her wings. She had placed but one hoof on the ground before she heard a familiar voice. Sally! Duchess Diamond waves, a tall, willowy unicorn mare trotting out to the main door of the school building, exclaimed with an inviting smile upon her sweet, lemon-colored face. Instead of a crown, she wore a golden band across her forehead. Do my eyes deceive me? Is it really you? Or is it some changeling sent to trick me? Princess Celestia made a love-sucking vampire face, just like Queen Chrysalis using her magic to grow some fake fangs for added effect. The Duchess gasped in mock horror. The two ponies laughed and embraced. It was like they had never been apart. True friends always picked up right where they left off. Princess Celestia put her hoof on Diamond Waves' back. It feels like it's been 100 moons. Only 14, but who's counting? The Duchess teased. Actually, I was. Far too long, Princess Celestia shook her head. But I'm here now, and I'm so glad to see you, my dear friend. And I, you. But Diamond's face fell, and her voice began to quaver. But it means so much more since I have no pony else in the world to turn to right now. Duchess Diamond Waves looked to the ground, and her ocean of blue mane locks fell down in a cascading waterfall to the stones. They weren't as shiny as Celestia remembered, and her tail wasn't fashioned into its usual perfect waves of varying light blues. And was her cutie mark of a glittering blue seashell looking dull as well? Diamond Waves didn't look like herself. She looked tired. Are you all right, Diamond? Celestia asked in the gentlest tone. You seem so different. So you noticed that my mane isn't sparkling? The Duchess smoothed her mane and sighed heavily, the weight of stress visible on the unicorn's delicate shoulders. It hasn't for a while, actually. But let's not talk about manes. Let's get to business. My school. Celestia frowned in concern. What's the matter? The Duchess shook her head robotically, getting lost in her thoughts. None of my students are ready for what lies ahead. I'm surprised you even have them here in the summer, Celestia teased. My students are just finishing up back in Canterlot. She looked around at the beautiful weather and realized all it was missing was a bunch of young ponies reveling in it. They should have been down by the beach, splashing in the surf and collecting shells, playing hide and seek in the ocean caves. Anything but studying. I had no choice. They had to be kept here because they didn't pass their exams. It's the first moon in Monocult's history that it has ever occurred. Diamond Waves whimpered. My father would have been so ashamed of me if he were still here. That's why I need you, Selly. Don't despair, Di. Celestia looked Diamond straight in her cool blue eyes and smiled. Whatever is going on here at your academy, it doesn't stand a chance against you and me together. Just as nothing did before. Celestia lowered her horn and expelled a soft glow of blue sparkling magic toward the Duchess. It enveloped the yellow pony and lifted her spirits enough to smile back at her friend, a hint of newfound confidence. And it would have lasted longer if it weren't for the blood-curdling scream that came from inside the school 2 seconds later.